In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Holy Church is celebrating the universal exaltation of the precious and life-creating cross, my beloved. We read the Gospel of today, and the Gospel was an account of how the Old Testament princes, the bishops, and all the Synhedrin had decided to bring Jesus Christ. After they had him arrested and brought him before them, then they brought him to the Pilate. And the Pilate was a judge, a ruler from Roman Empire then. And my beloved, what they did, they brought him to him and demanded that the Pilate would crucify him. And he said he didn't find any fault in the Lord. And then they said that he has to be killed according to our law, because he had made himself to be Son of the Almighty. And my beloved, this is the accusations that of course they did. They saw so many proofs of his miracles, the great miracles that he had done, the resurrection of the dead, the feeding of the multitude of five breads, and having all the miracles of healing of all kinds of diseases and sicknesses that no one could do it. And healing a blind man that was from his birth, and this was never done before. And of course healing or resurrecting somebody that already was decaying, my beloved. Yet still they are looking for him, and they were asking him to give us a sign. They just would not accept that he was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah that they were waiting for. Why was it? Why was it really? Well, the main reason was because they did not want to give up their power to him. If they would acknowledge him as the Son of God, the Messiah, they would have to bow down to him. And that they did not want to do. They wanted to keep their hands on the church, on his church, mind you, because the church, the Old Testament church, was actually belonged to the Lord. And of course it, but they had denied him to take his ownership of the church, and so they crucified. This terrible thing, what happens, how much he suffered for us, how much he suffered for us, what he did for our salvation to prove that he loves us, and how little we show the love to him after seeing what he had done for us. He knew that he was going to be crucified. Of course, he knew all that. He knew that their hearts would become so hard-hardened that they would not accept him. And they were always looking at what they can pin on him. And my beloved, but he came to give them the truth, but they didn't want to hear the truth. They didn't want to know the truth, just like Pilate. The Pilate said, "What is truth?" and walked away and didn't want to listen to it. But the Lord says, those who are from truth, they will follow him. Well, let's ask the question, am I or you, are we, do we have the love for truth? Are we from truth? Do we want to follow the Lord? Well, Metropolitan St. Pivariot has stated that Father Constantine, in one time in a talk with me, he said, you know, people in the last times will be saved only those who will love the truth, because then they'll be able to follow after the Lord. But accepting the truth, that Christ is the truth, and what everything that he had taught is the truth, and we have to then obey him and go after him. We say our Father, and he gave us this prayer to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Well, ask yourself a question. Do you really want that? Do you believe that the Father in heaven is your Father? And do you want his kingdom to come? Do you want his, thy kingdom come, thy will, especially thy will be done, his will to be done? Do you really want that? Well, if you're honest with, you, with yourself, you have to say that too many times I forget about even his existence and I'm not looking to fulfill his will. But most of the time I'm looking to fulfill my will, or rather, the will of my body, my beloved. And this is the terrible thing, what is happening. Why are we doing this? Well, we have just been overwhelmed with everything we see and everything we hear and all the bombardment from the spirit of the Antichrist with us, that we don't seem to have much time for the Lord. And it's so sad for the priest to see that, that when we say, continue deep saying the prayer and give us this daily bread, and we do not recognize that we're actually, the daily bread that we need is the Holy Communion, the Lord Himself, and everything that we consume, it comes from Him, my beloved. But how little or how seldom do we come to Holy Communion, except of course priests that have to serve every Sunday in the holidays. But my beloved, how many people come seldom to Holy Communion? Because of course there's preparations to be done, there's fasting before that has to be done, but the most of them, most of the thing, you and I have to recognize, we have to be reconciled with our enemies, for with anyone that goes against us, anybody that stabs us in the back, anybody that does harm to us, we have to not only to forgive them, for as we say in the Our Father, the prayer that we're saying, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And St. John Chrysostom says that if we don't forgive our debtors, then God will not forgive us our debts to Him. And so we have to cry out, and we have to, before we cry out, we have to make up with anybody that we're holding any kind of a grudge. We as Orthodox Christians, if we want to have salvation, we cannot hold any grudges. I don't care who it is, and I don't care how they have hurt you, or I don't care how they hurt me. I have to forgive if I want to have the forgiveness from my Lord, if I'll be able to cry out to Him from my heart. God will not listen to us if we are not willing to forgive and not to hold things against people. Sure, we notice this sin. We notice it. We have to judge this sin, but not the sin, my beloved. We have to judge the sin and know that he or she did the wrong thing. And if he or she doesn't repent, then this terrible thing for them is waiting. So we have to pray hard, as if we're praying for our own salvation, that the Lord will forgive them and bring them to come to the knowledge of truth. Because that's what He wants. He wants us to have the mercy. He wants us to be like Him. He wants us to have the mercy, to be merciful as the Father in heaven is merciful. He sends the sun and the rain and all everything that's necessary and sustains the life of every person, whether they're good or bad, always waiting for them, giving time for them to repent, my beloved. So then we go and we say that after we forgive, ask the Lord to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, then we say, and lead us not into temptation. What are we doing? What are we doing so many times? We are asking God to keep us from temptation, not to lead us into temptation. On the other hand, we are always going right into temptation. Temptations from TV, temptations from noises, from so-called music, temptations from the internet, and all kinds of temptations we're just putting ourselves right into it, and movies, and all the behavior of today, the shopping places, and so on. There's every place you look around, there's all kinds of temptation. Even looking at the people, how they walk around in the streets today, is if you look at them, you are just putting yourself right into a temptation. And God forbid, if you would ever go to any beaches, then of course the temptation is overwhelming. But beloved, we have to, as Orthodox Christians, we have to stop doing all these things. And then, of course, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Well, who is the evil one? The evil one is the filthy demons that are out going about us, watching every minute, every second, where they can devour us, where they can hurt us, where they can get us to commit a sin and turn on our beloved Lord, who suffered so much for us, the life-giving cross that's lifted up and to be shown, because there's so many people wanted to see it, and that's how they started. And so the patriarch decided that he will, since he just can't have the people be able to come, it would probably take days and days for them to be able to venerate, so at least they showed the cross and the distance, and he would raise the high, the cross high over his head, and they would be singing, everybody, Lord have mercy. The Lord's cross had resurrected the dead. That's how they found out the original cross was the Lord's. They found three crosses at the request at that time of Emperor Constantine. He called to the apostles. He sent his mother to find the cross, and she found three crosses, and they didn't know which one was belonged to the Lord. And so when there was a procession, funeral procession passed by, they have laid the cross, the first one on the dead young man, nothing happened. And then the second, nothing happened. When they put down the third cross, the young man got resurrected. And that was through the power of the cross. And they knew that that was the cross of the Lord, my beloved. We have to know that the power of the cross is so awesome for the demons that they can't stand seeing it. And they, as you read the lives of saints, you find out that so many times when even the filthiest comes with approach, with visions and so on, all it needed for the saints to make a sign of a cross, and they would absolutely have to flee. My beloved, but you have to do it with faith. You have to do it with faith. If we don't use the faith, we just make a sign of a cross, but we don't think of the crucifixion. We don't think of the power of the Lord. We don't have the faith that then it doesn't work. It won't work. Just this making the sign without concentrating, without the feeling, and remembering that on this cross and this sign was what conquered the evil ones, my beloved. And also we have a big trouble, many of us, that we just make a sign, but without any effort. Just like we're, as one priest said, as we're cleaning our buttons or something, we just make a sign. The sign has to be done with faith in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have to put our three fingers that are folded for making a sign across to our temple, then to our tummy, and then to our shoulders. And when we do that, when we hear in the church, people are saying, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's when we do the cross. When it says in the Father, we put it at the forehead, or the Son, we put it to the tummy, and the Holy Spirit to the shoulders. Don't be lazy. Let's not be lazy. Let's do it. And also absolutely remember the suffering of the Lord and know why the cross is so powerful. Because of the love that the Lord had showed, because he actually spilled his precious blood on that cross and suffered on it. My beloved, we have to start to realize that we have to become serious about Orthodoxy, about the Christianity, and we have to start to live not for ourselves, but we have to look for the will of our Lord and live for him and for his will, and not look for the will to please ourselves, or rather our body again, because it always wants to be pleased. But we have to put the body down and know that it's nothing, but eventually it's going to wind up to be in the ground. But the soul is what we have to respect, and we have to love, and we have to love the soul to make sure that it will be able to be taken by the angels to the kingdom of heaven. And to do that, There is no way you and I can do that if we are not able to forgive anybody something. So don't allow yourself to keep any grudge whatsoever. The Holy Fathers always recommend this and tell us, make sure the sun doesn't go down before you are able to make up with your brother or whoever you held the grudge. You have to forgive. And you have to remember what the Lord directed us in the Old Testament. It was to love your neighbor but to hate your enemy. The Lord said, but I say to you to love your neighbor but also love your enemy. And this is a must. He said to bless those who curse you, do good to those who do you harm, and conquer things by good. Somebody is against you, somebody hates you, does you wrong and so on, but you do good to him. And you see how miraculous it is. That could even change a person. Let's all make sure that we remember the power of the cross and use the cross to bless every food and everything that we're about to eat or to drink and to take. And by remembering that it is the power that the Lord gave it, even in as we heard in the service, even in the Old Testament, the power was shown through the figure of a cross. And especially, of course, now, may our Lord give us the wisdom, but most of all, the faith and the love that will come for it to him, and so that we will be not only willing, but really start working hard so that we'll make it, to be able to take it, the kingdom, for the kingdom of heaven is taken by force, so says the Lord. God bless you all and give you strength, and use the cross to get more strength to be able to conquer all those things that have to be conquered, and to be able to follow, pick up your cross and follow after our Lord into the kingdom of heaven. Crosses also are sufferings, are sicknesses if they befall you, or any kind of troubles and so on. Accept those things as a something that the Lord sent to you so that you be able to make it into the kingdom of heaven. It's all a great blessing for us when we get crosses that the Lord sends us. But that humbles us. And if we humble ourselves, then God, our Lord, gives us the grace to be able to carry those crosses and to be able to rejoice in our heart. Amen.